are you doing over there?
Hi.
Hey, what are you binging right now? What are you binging? What TV show are you binging? 651-641-1071. This is the Colleen and Bradley Show. My Talk 1071, streaming live at mytalk1071.com. Everything Entertainment, Colleen Lindstrom, Bradley Trainer.
Hi.
We like to do this periodically, you know, when maybe some people have run out of some stuff to watch. And it was a holiday weekend, so I don't know about you guys, but I did select a TV show to binge, and I binged the heck out of it.
What did you binge?
We binged the most recent season of Married at First Sight.
Oh, darn it.
I forgot how much I love that dumb show. And it's been a while since I've been able to watch it because the my streaming cable service does not have, I think, Lifetime, which is the show, the network that it shows on. So now all of the seasons are available on Netflix.
Oh, it's so good.
651-641-1071. What are you binging? Holly, do we have any callers?
Yeah, we have a couple people on the line.
Let's take a call.
Let's go to Rebecca.
Hi, Rebecca. What are you binging?
Hi. Hello.
Hi, Rebecca. How are you?
Hi. I'm good. How are you?
Really good. What are you binging?
So, I've been binge watching the Boulé Brothers' Dracula on Netflix.
What is this?
It's basically RuPaul's Drag Race, but horror.
Oh, interesting.
I love this.
It's so good. They only have season 3 and season 2 on Netflix, in that order, too, which is funny. And I binge-watched all of season 3, like, last week. And I'm like, no, telling my boyfriend, shut up, I gotta finish this, I gotta see who wins.
Oh, this is fun.
I've never heard of the show. That's awesome. It looks like they're trying to find the world's first drag super monster.
Yes. And it is so satisfying to watch. There's a lot of petty drama, as to be expected, in a drag queen show.
I would hope.
But it's so good. Their costumes are fantastic. Like, I fell in absolute love.
I love it. Thank you for that. That's a great recommendation, Rebecca.
Thanks, Rebecca. Yeah. I have not heard of this show.
Neither have I. Thanks for your call. 651-641-1071. What are you binging right now? Who do we have next, Holly?
We have Gretchen.
Hi, Gretchen.
What are you binging, Gretchen?
Hello.
What are you binging right now, Gretchen?
Drunk History.
Oh, gosh. That's so funny you brought that up. Because the other day when my family watched Hamilton, finally, I got this hankering to watch the Drunk History Hamilton, which was all the way like before it was on Comedy Central.
Yeah.
And we fell down the rabbit hole and started watching Drunk Histories. That is awesome.
It is. It's a good laugh. They're short and funny, and you'll do nothing but laugh.
You get some history.
It's, again, yeah, and like, hey, honestly. The history is the best part, really.
Yeah.
Some of it is a little bit drunk, but you know.
I mean, appropriately.
Because that's the name of the show. Yeah. Thanks, Gretchen. Thanks for reminding me of that one. That's a good for a good laugh. And who else do we have, Halls?
We have Sherry.
Hi, Sherry.
Hi, Cher.
Sherry, what else? What are you binging?
I am binging Alias. I went back to the first season and started it from the beginning.
Okay. I am so glad you said that because that's been on my list of shows that I never watched that I would like to go back and watch.
It is really good. It has a lot of people in it.
How many seasons are there?
I think 4 or 5.
Okay. Thank you,
and
Alias.
It's kind of fun to see Bradley Cooper when he wasn't anything at all, but still really cute.
Because was he was in Alias?
Yes.
Okay, so that makes sense. Okay.
And Jennifer Garner,
and
right?
And so is Jennifer Garner, yeah. So that tells you about the seeds of that friendship.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Sherry. Have a great day. Alias is on that list of shows I didn't watch when it first was out. And the other one is Veronica Mars. I feel like that's another one that I didn't watch that I should watch.
Go back and watch.
Because that one, I believe they're doing like a reboot type situation for Veronica Mars. So I feel like I should probably get up to date on that. Holly, do we have any other callers?
Yeah, we have Carrie.
Hi, Carrie.
Hi, Carrie.
Carrie, what are you binging?
I'm binging Ted Lasso on Apple TV.
What is that?
Ted Lasso?
Ted Lasso is a really great show. It has Jason Sudeikis and he plays, I think they did an ad using it. He plays an American football coach who goes to England.
Yes.
And becomes a football coach. And you think it would be a one-trick pony, but it's not. It's really good.
Okay, so this is so funny. I had forgotten. My husband and I watched the first episode, and I think I said to him, this feels like it's going to be something that you'll like, but I might not like. But do you suggest I go back?
Oh, yes. There's so much girl drama.
Okay, good. Well, then I'm here for it. Thank you, Carrie. Ted Lasso on Apple TV. Noted. Any other calls over there, Halls?
That is it for now.
Bradley, are you binging anything right now?
Yeah, but you wouldn't want to watch it. It's called Time Team. It's really fun, though.
What is it?
Time Team is like, I think there are like 100 different seasons. I think literally there are 20 seasons of this show. And it was from the UK, and they go to, like, because you know how the UK is old, mm-hmm. like really old, mm-hmm. and like people have like Roman ruins in their backyard. So they take this archaeology team to like a place, and they have 3 days to find out whatever they can about the place. Like somebody will be like, I think we've got a Roman bath in our backyard. And then they'll come out and dig around and be like, sure enough, you have like Roman ruins in your backyard.
I think that sounds awesome.
Yeah. And there are 20 seasons. It's perfect background TV because it's just like archaeological digs. And the people are kind of fun.
That sounds like...
It's called Time Team.
That sounds like it's right up my alley.
Yeah, it's fun.
Where
you should
do
watch
I watch
it.
That?
Amazon Prime.
I have that.
Yeah, I have that.
Holly, are you binging anything?
I'm binging Instagram accounts right now.
Okay. Ooh, fun.
Any in particular you'd like
yeah.
to share?
So I spent a good amount of time the other night on this Instagram account called Neon Talk.
Oh, You did turn me on to this one. Please tell people.
Oh, mm-hmm. So it's all one word, Neon Talk, and it's all about 80s and early 90s aesthetics.
Oh, no, this looks like way too much fun.
Way too much fun. Old commercials, TV clips, movie clips, old
Holly,
magazine graphics.
This is so on brand for you.
Yeah, I spent a good couple hours on there. I recommend going down that rabbit hole big time.
Oh, wow.
John Travolta.
What is this Great Butts?
I don't know.
Okay, well, I'm going to watch
great
it later.
Butts.
Oh, Great Butts.
There's some nice old video clips.
Oh, so fun.
In particular that I quite enjoyed.
Yes, so that's what I'm binging right now.
Oh, this is fun. Thank you, Holly. Instagram accounts. I appreciate that. I can get behind that. When we come back on the Colleen and Bradley show, we got to catch up with Sam Asghari. That would be Britney Spears' boyfriend.
Mm-hmm. Alleged.
Yep. On the payroll.
Employee.
He's got some stuff to say. We'll hear what he's saying after this on My Talk 107.1. This is the Colleen and Bradley show on My Talk 107.1, streaming live at MyTalk107.1.com. Everything Entertainment. Colleen Lindstrom, Bradley Trainer. Hey, guess what? I forgot to do something in the last segment,
yeah,
and
you
I feel
did.
Like it's really important for us to do it right now.
Let's do it.
We have to say happy birthday.
Yes,
to a
queen.
Very special person. Pew, pew, pew. And that person is Angel.
Angel apparently is a frequent listener to the Team Cobra Colleen and Bradley show. We know this because her daughter Savannah wrote in to our listener line.
You have one of those?
Yes. Now, Mom, Angel, happy birthday, lives in Wisconsin, and her daughter lives in Arizona. So thanks for listening to us on the app. By the way, download the app. Happy birthday.
And that was a long-distance dedication. Happy birthday to you, Angel. All right. Now, we have to also talk about another special person in our lives. His name is Sam Asghari.
Oh, God. Can we get the Cobra Gang together? Why
let's
not?
Let's do it. Maybe.
Hold on.
We're waiting. Get it.
We've got the crime. We've got the time. We're the Cobra Gang.
Okay, so here's the dealio, my friends.
Ooh, do tell.
Britney's boyfriend is not amused with your comments on her Instagram, and he is clapping back.
Mm.
So I saw this over the weekend and I was like, well, of course they're going to have some sideshow story created, because I don't know if you know this. There's a real story going on behind the scenes. Britney is trying to break free from a decades plus conservatorship. Help.
Mm-hmm.
But one of the employees on the payroll, Sam Asghari, her alleged boyfriend, probably not. That's a long story. I'm sorry. I'm emotional.
He's all choked up.
Apparently, somebody named Kelly Oxford, who is an author?
She's popular on social media.
Oh, okay. Well, she got herself a nice score by getting a comment responded to by Sam Asghari.
Ooh, lucky.
Now, Oxford wrote on one of her recent posts, quote, "This account finally got too scary for me." To which Sam Asghari responded, "What's so scary about the biggest superstar in the world being herself? Authentic, funny, humble, without caring what others think."
Oh, no, there's more.
We need people like her and less Karens apostrophe us. Also, Instagram installed this button that you can hit to unfollow about 10 years ago.
Wow.
Wow, sick burn, Sam.
Wow.
He's really standing up for his girlfriend. This seems so juvenile, doesn't it?
It is ridiculous.
I kind of love it, though. Like, there's... I mean, it's like him playing the role of, like, you know, dutiful boyfriend, right?
Playing the role. I mean, literally, like, on the payroll.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, most definitely. I just think it's so, like, I mean, that's why it sounds so, it's so obvious this is not real. Because, like, if you were a real boyfriend, you wouldn't be going around commenting on, like, troll accounts or troll comments, right?
Well, and, like, okay, here's my question. Okay, this is why I think there's just something fishy here.
Yeah.
Like, who, how many people, everybody is critical of her Instagram.
Yeah.
Like, why did that one, why was that the one that pushed him over the edge?
Like, he was just scrolling through at night and he was like, oh my God, this is too much. I have had enough. Kelly Oxford, who are you?
And, like, actually, who is she? Tell me more about her. You said she was a teacher?
She is a blue check.
She's a writer. Oh. She's a director. She's very much into the world of popular culture, so it doesn't surprise me that she would make a comment like
that
on Britney's Instagram account.
She's behind something called Pink Skies Ahead movie.
Yeah, that's her new movie.
A little bit surprised that he chose to...
Somebody who has a new movie out?
...reply to that. Mm-hmm. There's something... fishy there, mm-hmm. if you will.
Mm-hmm.
What was her name again?
Kelly Oxford.
Kelly Oxford. Okay, I'm looking her up right now.
Ollie Oxenfree.
I just
Holly,
feel like...
you follow her.
Yeah, I do.
Oh, so you know her.
Mm-hmm. And
can
so
you,
does
can
my
you get her on the line?
Mother's husband's daughter.
Oh, thank you for that.
And so does Melissa Peterman.
Thank you for that.
And so does Stoner Yozman.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know who that
so
is.
So does Mandy Moore.
So yeah, she has 200-some thousand followers. Now, very likely he responded, if we, like, we can get all conspiratorial, to be sure. We do that on the regs here on the Colleen Bradley Show. We go deep in the shallow, which means we pay way more attention and go a lot deeper on most stories than many people would. However, she is a blue check mark, and what that means is on Instagram, she's a verified account. And it is unusual to see a verified account question Britney Spears' sanity.
Well, yeah.
It is far more common for, you know, any old troll to be like, I mean, including but not limited to us, to comment on things on her Instagram account like, what's going on? You know what I mean? That's
right.
Totally normal. The fact that a blue checkmarked individual would speak out maybe speaks to why Sam would respond. Like, because... blue checkmarked accounts don't ever address the elephant in the room.
Okay, so for those who are like, how do I get one of those blue checkmarked accounts? You don't, first of all.
Unless you're a celeb.
But secondly, what does that mean?
It just means that your account's been verified, you're a fancy pants, people should take you more seriously than us.
And the algorithm is such that those rise to the
oh,
top.
Oh, yeah. Those comments will be seen and therefore seen more commonly. And therefore, people take them more seriously, which is perhaps why Sam Asghari responded.
Yeah.
If I was going to be not so conspiratorial about it, like he's like, you can't let that comment go.
Right.
Also, it is interesting that she doesn't respond to anything directly.
Right.
Because, like, why wouldn't you? So, like, if you write, like, why wouldn't you?
Well, I mean, why wouldn't you? Like, sit with that for a second. Like, let's side by side comparison all of this. My husband doesn't weigh in on people's like, nasty grunts to
talk
me.
About my wife
he just
that
he
way.
Doesn't. And frankly, I mean, it's a different situation, but he wouldn't also, right? Like your partner doesn't come to your defense. No. When somebody nasty grams you.
No.
So it is a little bit bizarre that Sam Asghari is the only one who seems to clap back at the haters.
I think it's just part of his job responsibility, honestly.
Yeah, it's actually in his contract. When we come back on the Colleen and Bradley show, we've got celebrities behaving badly. We call them D-bags. We'll tell you about them after this on My Talk 107.1.
No.
It's the Colleen and Bradley Show, My Talk 107.1, streaming live at mytalk1071.com. Everything entertainment. Colleen Lindstrom, Bradley Trainer.
Ham.
Did you say ham?
Mm-hmm.
Cool. We have some celebrities behaving badly, and we have a name for them. That name is...
D-Bag.
Presenting Lord and Lady Douchebag of the Day.
Who's your D-bag?
Kanye.
Oh, no. What did Kanye do to you now?
I'm going to say what this is all about. And then I just wish that I didn't have to say anything more. And everybody would just be like, oh, yeah, that is kind of D-baggy. But I fear that I'm going to have to explain myself further.
What would also Kanye's, make for a short segment?
I know. Kanye's Sunday service has returned.
Oh.
And it returned to the Atlanta area over Labor Day weekend, and...
Okay. That's his, like, church thing. He's doing church.
Okay. I would prefer that wasn't the word that we... He's doing, like, performance worship.
Church is in session. Pastor Colleen got opinions.
Sorry. I'm sorry. Hashtag not sorry. During this epic gathering that they held at the Pinewood Forest. Now, I do just want to remind everybody, the Sunday service is typically an invite-only experience. So, I don't know. The worship I attend is not invite-only. It's everyone is welcome. But that's, you know, listen, everyone for themselves. They walked on water.
What?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
What do you
the
say?
Entire choir.
Oh, walked, that's kind of cool. What do you mean, like
on water,
like a David Blaine experience?
Well, I mean, it was sort of David Blaine-y, but it was obviously a nod.
So they weren't really walking on water, though.
It was an homage to a guy who actually did.
Yeah, the guy who Who's actually that? Did. His name is Jesus.
Oh.
He's kind of a big deal. But yeah, they sang their gospel music and they walked on water. And there were like, I think like some dove bird things.
Dove bird things?
What are those? Doves? I don't know what kind of birds. They must be doves. Flying along with them. Where did that come from?
I don't.
That was the sound that came along with the video.
It was a lot. That was just, I have no ears any longer.
I have no ears.
Anyway, yeah, they walked on water. Oh, you guys.
What's going on? Just let it out, honey.
It's safe. It's space. Okay. No. Because this is all then about the performance. This is all then about pulling a scene out of the Bible and gimmicking it.
It bothers you that he is using the symbolism.
Because there's meaning attached to it. Like, it is simply a David Blaine trick. It's gimmicking the scene in the Bible where, and there's more than one scene with walking on water, but Jesus walked on water. To make that a gimmick. As like an attention-seeking thing.
That would be
thing.
Offensive, you're saying to
it is. It's like offensive. Christians. It's also just not like there's nothing attached to it. It's beautiful music, right? His choir is beautiful. Like they are talented. There is no question. But this is all about like creating a spectacle it's not, there's nothing about it that is anything more than, hey, look over here. And I just have significant issues with the whole Sunday service experience anyway.
Care to share?
I mean, I think I've shared. None of it feels genuine to me. It's a money-making scheme for him. I'm not here.
Have you ever, like, can you watch these things online?
I have never. Yes.
Curious, like, how they're laid out, if they're laid out like a traditional...
No, the only way that you can watch the Sunday services online, or at least what I've experienced, mm-hmm. is through Kim Kardashian's Instagram feed and stories.
There isn't, like, a place to go to, like, watch the Sunday service. Yeah. The only way you get exposed to it is by watching it through the eyes, to Holly's point, of their social media.
So it's not like, hey, I've got a live stream going on, everyone come along.
Right. It's not an everyone is welcome situation, which.
Yeah. I mean, I don't like, you know, like, I think you're far more qualified to have some religious issues with this thing. But just from like I don't trust anybody standpoint, I think that. I just think that the follow the money.
Well,
we talked about this last week, that he spends lots of money on these church services, money that was
50.
It was basically the marketing budget for Yeezys. He took that money and spent it on these Sunday services, which
$50 million, by the way,
seems like, you know, seems like. Maybe just a big advertisement for Yeezys, which, you know, again, that's fine. I don't know. But, like, if you're actually a devout religious person, I can see where you would take issue with, you know, taking that symbolism and using it for, you know,
personal gain,
your commercial purposes.
Yeah. I mean, that's essentially what it is. And again, yeah, to me, it's like the gimmicking, like Kanye West has taken a scene from the Bible and decided how to make a performance out of it, mm-hmm. versus maybe like actually having a unique perspective on it and using it as a vehicle to teach or to discuss something. It's like, hey, look at this. I've got this really cool trick. We're going to walk on water. I don't know. I thought it was dumb.
Yeah. You don't have to like it.
I don't.
My D-bag is Farrah Abraham.
Oh, what'd she do now?
Well, she's just being Farrah Abraham, but hi.
Yeah, here are your wings.
But we just need to talk about it because she showed up for D-bag day, and she's wearing
every day is D-bag day.
T-shirt inside out because it's D-bag day. Mm. So Farrah Abraham.
Also, her mask below her nose. Don't get me started.
Do we have a name for that, by the way? Because I want to, like, use whatever name we have for that when I see people do that.
We do need to come up with a name for,
like,
that.
It's like your wiener hanging out of your pants.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Like, put your wiener back in your pants. Anyway, I want to tell you about Labor Day and Farrah Abraham. Because she organized a really fun Labor Day trip with her daughter, Sophia, and showcased it on social media. But it created a firestorm among fans who were really ticked off. Why? Because she's a horrible parent. We know this!
Mm-hmm.
But she did take her child up into a... helicopter for a Queen's weekend.
What
hashtag Labor Day for all who work and never take a day off. 100 American flag heart. Oof. Mom life, hands on mom, best mom ever. So she's complimenting herself for taking her daughter on a helicopter for Labor Day, because that's a thing you do. She apparently struck the ire of a bunch of people on Instagram. I'm not really sure why, because they were just in a helicopter. But then took every opportunity to just point out why she's a horrible mother in general. And we know that her child has no, essentially, like, formal education to speak of.
Oh, no. No.
So they're wearing matching Queen t-shirts. One has to believe that she got some sort of free ride on a helicopter thing.
Mm-hmm.
For her and her 11-year-old, and that this was just the latest commercial opportunity.
I just have so many wonders about their lives.
Oh, I wonder.
You know, like, I wonder if Sophia really does feel like she has this amazing, great relationship with her mom and that, like, she lives an exciting life. Or I wonder if she's just sort of sad.
No, she has no friends. Remember that one time? Yes. The only other time we saw her
bestie,
with, like,
best friends.
They, like, had to hire somebody to play her best friend for a music video. Because they're constantly going places. It's all about the mother. It has nothing to do with her. It's not even like, you know, like some mothers would be scolded for trying to, like, make their kid something. Farrah Abraham is not doing that. It's quite the reverse, right? Like, she's not trying to be a stage mom. Mm-mm. She is the mom on stage.
Right. And she uses her daughter as a
she's
prop
like a
sta- for
like,
that.
Yeah, like Sophie is a stage daughter, if you will.
Yeah, I don't know. Sorry, it just makes me sad, like, that she is like a prop. And I do wonder what her own future is going to end up like.
It's going to be a lot of therapy. I mean, maybe. Let's be real.
I mean, I hope it is.
I hope there's therapy involved. Yeah.
I wish it didn't have to be, but what a mess.
She did most recently, too, get some vacuodermy.
What's that?
It's where they massage your butt.
Wait, I'm sorry. Sophia
so go to her
did?
No.
Oh my gosh.
No, but if you go to her Instagram account, you can see her getting vacuodermy, which is basically this woman, like, rubbing all up on her booty.
Okay.
With some kind of weird tool. So if you're into that kind of thing. And then most recently, they ate ice cream after cryotherapy.
Oh my gosh. Mm-hmm. When we come back, we have some new food things to talk about.
Ooh, food. I love food.
I'll tell you, we've got food surprises. Let's just call them that. Food surprises.
Food prizes.
Some well-known food products that are making a little bit of a shift. We'll talk about them after this on My Talk 107.1. This is the Colleen and Bradley Show on My Talk 107.1. Streaming live at mytalk1071.com. Everything entertainment. Colleen Lindstrom, Bradley Trainer.
Can't make me.
I can't make you what?
Touch this.
Touch this?
Can't touch this. Okay.
I've got a couple little food reports to share with you.
Oh, food
friends.
Reports. So exciting. Colleen Lindstrom with
Welcome
food news.
Welcome to your food report. Let's start with Little Debbie. You know what Little Debbie's up to?
Oh, that Little Debbie. I love her. What's she up to?
Well, she's got some cereal for you.
Oh.
Little Debbie's iconic oatmeal cream pies.
I love me. I grew up on them.
Were you going to grow out on them?
I was going to say I also grew out on them.
Well, you're going to be able to grow out on the cereal now. Because
oh, Little Debbie's cereal
showing up in the form of a cereal. This is in partnership with Kellogg's. This is to launch launch it in honor of Little Debbie. Little Debbie's not so little anymore. 60th anniversary.
Oh, wow. She's hitting retirement age.
Yes. Nice. She's old Debbie now. Just kidding. That's not old. She's... No. But Little Debbie is adult Debbie
everybody
now.
Everybody who's 60 in our audience feel real
I did not mean to say that. I'm sorry. 60 is not old.
But she's an adult.
Mature. She's Can mature Debbie. She's so she's mature Deborah.
Little Deborah. I do want to talk about one thing.
The shape. The shape of the oatmeal cream pie.
The oatmeal cream pie cereal bits.
They're a little too puckery.
It looks like something your doctor has probably seen.
And yeah.
After the age of 50. So what I'm saying is I don't remember Little Debbie's oatmeal cream pies having a hole in the middle.
Can I ask this question? And I don't know the answer to it, but why?
And they're not holes. It looks like little
it's puckers. Yeah. Why? Who decided that cereal needed to have holes in the middle?
I don't know. Oh, you know why?
For milk distribution.
Yeah, I bet. Because the milk gets in there and it softens it up.
That's right. But there are plenty of cereals that don't have a hole in the middle.
Like what? I think they all have holes.
Oat bran.
Oat bran has a hole.
Corn bran doesn't.
Yeah, it does.
No, it doesn't.
Yeah, it's like that little nugget shape.
It's a pillow. Corn Pops don't have a hole. Frosted Mini Wheats, no hole. Flakes.
Corn Bran is like, it's got dents in it, though.
Dents.
Yes, yeah, so to you know.
Yeah, for the milk distribution. Yeah. All I'm saying is it doesn't have to be a hole. There are other shapes that your cereal can come in that will still be good and will make this, that don't look like.
That are more aesthetically
doorbells
pleasing.
That don't look like a bowl full of doorbells.
Your cat's brown star.
Thank you. Ding dong. It is not an appetizing appearance. However,
you know what you should do? You should just break up oatmeal cream pies into chunks and then pour milk over it.
That's what I thought this was going to be. Because what's really upsetting also about this is you don't get the cream pie filling. You just get, like, you know, Odie Puckers.
Yeah, you got to be careful with that.
That's true. Don't say it again. But yeah, I don't know. Anyway, but it's not like we're not going to try this. Kellogg's is planning to retail the cereal for $3.99.
I would just like the cereal companies to snap out of it a little bit. And, you know, I know some of them are local, so I hope you're listening. And if you are, if someone in P&D or PD&E or what's it called? Product development.
Mm-hmm.
R&D.
What?
Research and development.
Oh, okay.
Somebody over there would do something revolutionary. So we've seen all of these, what we would call trick cereals.
Yeah, treat cereals.
Well, trick cereal in the sense that, like, like stunt cereal, where it's like, oh, we're going to make Golden Girl cereal. It don't taste like Golden Girls.
Well,
there's nothing Golden Girls about it. It's just like they just took Cheerios and made them purple because they think old ladies look like purple. Or they'll do, like, you know, cookie cereal, and it has, like, cookie essence, but it's not actual cookies. When you people have all this technology you could be bringing to bear on cereal, where, like, you could have, you can't tell me they can't come up with a way to make a tiny little oatmeal cream pie that's got some kind of filling in it.
Yeah, that's what I want.
Yes.
Like, Oreo cereal is disappointing because it doesn't taste like Oreos.
It's like Oreo-flavored Cheerios.
Yeah.
Nobody opens that up and goes, oh my God, I'm so glad I bought this.
So you might as well just crumble up the actual Oreos.
Yeah,
put them into a
milk
bowl
on top, get your spoon and go to town.
Because the nutritional value, probably when you put it side by side.
Yeah. This is what I keep saying. This is what I was talking about on Friday. I think it was Friday, whatever. When I was like, what is the breakfast food that you call breakfast? It's not. It's just dessert that you eat in the morning. That's all it is. I have some more food news to throw at you.
Okay.
This
else?
Is beverage news, maybe to go along with your little Debbie cereal. Mountain Dew is rolling out a gingerbread flavor. Yes. It's called Mountain Dew Snapped. And it's
crack
going
a
to-
window. Air it out.
Well, you're going to when you drink this.
Add some Christmas spice for your winter sipping.
Ew.
Okay. Yeah. I do have to admit, I am not I'm not the intended audience for Mountain Dew in general. I think Mountain Dew is vile, but I know that there are what I'd be curious is to find if actual Mountain Dewies or doers, what do they call themselves?
People that do the Dew.
Martin.
Martin Dew?
Hey, my name's Martin Dew. I really love that soda pop. No, I wonder if actual Mountain Dew lovers would find this appealing.
Let me tell you a little bit about...
Because I think Mountain Dew is vile.
Let me tell you a little bit about the flavor profile. It's going to be like, it's a light brown or orangey drink. And it's going to taste
light brown?
Yep, I'm here for you. It's going to taste like a combination of ginger, cloves, and cinnamon.
But does it also have the citrus taste of the Mountain Dew?
Does not sound like it.
That's nasty.
More like Mountain Dew
No, more like Mountain Don't. It does not. I don't know. I mean, listen, are we going to try it?
I mean, we'd try
it. For sure.
But we would try, a lot of bad things.
Mm-hmm. What were you going to say, Hal?
I was just going to say, well, we mentioned it now, so we have to follow
through. Don't you think that Mountain Dew, don't you think that gingerbread would maybe serve better for like a ginger ale flavor or like a diet,
right?
Or Dr. Peepers,
one would think,
because I think cola in its typical form is spicy, you know. So I think that the gingerbread spices would lend themselves to a cola beverage.
Oh,
yeah,
I really like the way your Minnesota lady comes out when you're talking about food.
Yeah,
just, you know.
You know. I just think Mountain Dew is vile. Do you either of you
No, I never did the Dew. I never have.
But
liked
you, I bet
Dew.
You each had a friend who did, and you know how like crazy they got.
Bonkers.
Like, gotta have a Mountain
Dew. One of our old coworkers was like Dew in any form. He loved to do the Dew.
Ugh.
Paul Black. I'll say his name. I will call him out for his Mountain Dew habits. He loved himself some Mountain Dew.
Yeah,
I've known a person or two in my life who had a diet Mountain Dew.
And they do. They drink it for breakfast. Yeah. It's like their breakfast drink.
What? Right. Why? Why? Also, is it, like, what is Mountain Dew? Isn't
it citrus?
Just, no. But I mean, like, not in, like, what am I supposed to, what image am I conjuring up? Like, I understand what I'm trying to conjure up when somebody says Sierra Mist. Like, I understand what that means.
Mountain Dew is extreme.
Yeah, like, what is Mountain Dew?
Well, you're supposed to lick the dew off the mountain in the morning.
And it's gonna
taste... Well, their mascots used to be hillbillies. Used to Billy,
it was like a little hillbilly guy.
Uh-huh.
It was like moonshine.
Yeah.
So bizarre.
And now it's extreme. Like, it has extreme font. And well, you're like supposed to be watching your Twitch feed and playing Fortnite with
what
you
even
guys.
Is Twitch? Don't get me. I don't know what Twitch is.
Some gaming thing, isn't it?
It's like a live streaming platform, and a lot of people like to use it to watch each other play video games.
This is another thing I do not understand. But yes, that I think you're right. That is the market for Mountain Dew.
Well, you can also get PO1 execution when the holidays.
What? Excuse me? Do I want to get PO1 execution?
No, that's on your article, this ad.
Oh, sorry. I didn't see that.
Strictly confidential. Oh, so maybe this was like a memo that was leaked internally.
Probably.
Sorry.
Yeah. Well, you know, now we know. Now we know. Yeah, it does sound like it won't be out until 2021. So hold your breath. All right. When we come back on the Colleen and Bradley Show, what is your pizza delivery beef? 651-641-1071. What's your pizza beef? Bradley has a pizza beef he's going to share with us.
I'm going to show you my pizza beef.
After this on My Talk 107.1.